Ervin Perk Ches Mishnah Vav. Bor Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. If you have a pit of water that's between two Chatzeres, so the dividing line between the two Chatzeres, let's say you had a wall there, but in between, mamish, between the two Chatzeres, there's this pit. Should be a picture below. Like if you think in hockey, like the face-off circle, in the middle of the center ice. So part of the circle is on one side, part of the circle is on the other side. So the issue here is how does each Chatzer access the water? Because the water seems to be shared by both Chatzeres. The Mishnah tells us, Ein memalim menu b'shabes, ela im kein osu lo mechitza gavoa asar tfachim. You can only fill it from either side on Shabbos unless you make a mechitza that's 10 tfachim high. Bein milmala, we'll go with the way the Rav explains. Milmala means that the mechitza could be 9 tfachim out of the water, and then only one tefach that's submerged into the water. So you just need a hecker. Bein milmata, whether the mechitza is underneath the water, 9 tefachim, and it only jots out a little bit over the water, 1 tefach. It just has to be nicker, just has to be apparent. Bein mitoich oigno, or, like the Rav explains, that the mechitza is not touching the water at all. However, the mechitza is within the confines of the pit itself. Because here we say, good achis mechitzta, that we consider the wall as if it stretches, the mechitza stretches. However, you still have to have it within the confines of the pit so that it can be an apparent mechitza. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Beishamei Oimrim, Milmata. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had a different gear, so the Beishamei was the one that said, Milmata, that the mechitza can be below the water, 9 tefachim, and only jot out 1 tefach. Uveisil Oimrim Milmalim, Beisil said, the mechitza can be on top and stick down underneath the water, 1 tefach. Nevertheless, whatever shita that they held, one thing is clear, is that the mechitza either had to definitely either be touching the water in a certain way, or like the Tanakama had, even mitoich ogna would have to be within the pit. But there had to be some kind of hecker that the mechitza was connected, or in some way looked that it was separating the water from one side to the other. Rabbi Yehuda, lo sahei mechitza gedolei min hakosel shebeinayim. Mechitza for the water doesn't have to be any greater than the wall that divides the two chatzeres. Therefore, according to Yehuda, even if let's say you had a wall that went across the whole chatzer and it didn't stick into the bore that was right underneath the wall, nevertheless, we say good achitz mechitzta. The mechitza does not have to be, the wall does not have to be sticking into the water. It doesn't even have to be inside the confines of the pit. The mechitza itself is good enough. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.